This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the real side, I'm always pleased by the amount of people that hang in, show up, listen, respond. Responding is good. I want you to respond. I want you to tell me where I'm wrong, where I'm off, where I'm on. Notice I said that twice. Anyway, I always appreciate the time you guys spend with me. I really appreciate the time that you're involved in the conversation. And do be involved in the conversation because there's a lot happening out there. There's a lot going on, even at the local levels, at the state levels, right? They just, and you know mainstream media is not going to cover it, so you need to go looking for it sometimes. You need to go to some of the websites that you trust and that you care about, that you believe to be true. You know, you heard in the first hour, the pastor said, all politics are local. That's a very, very, very true statement. You know, one of the things that has been brought up is the Al Franken story. Al did some pretty nasty stuff. But, you know, are you really surprised? And I'm not just saying that because he's somebody we don't much care for. A lot of us don't much care for. But are you really surprised? And I say that because look at the group that he hung out with. Look what he Saturday Night Live, a bunch of liberals, right? Look at the skits that they were doing at the time. Isn't that funny how it was okay back then? Right? They were reversing. He was rehearsing a skit in Los Angeles during a USO tour and then later groped her while she was sleeping on a plane. That's Leanne Tweeden of Los Angeles radio host. Now, do you really think that this is the only one? This is one time he felt bad about and never did it again, right? And the Dems right now, even though a lot of them are calling for him to either step down or be investigated or what have you, it's like, it's just amazing they forgot. Look, I'm not sticking up for the guy. But doesn't it work that we're innocent till proven guilty? Not innocent till accused? Is that how it works, really? Now, I know some of you could get mad at me for saying it, but it's the truth. I don't like the guy. I think the guy's a creep, and I think he should go. I'd be very happy if he just went ahead and he actually did just resign. But to simply throw him out because he's been accused, I think is wrong. I think it's as wrong as when you guys on the right, along with me, sit there with Judge Roy and say, you know what, Judge Moore, he shouldn't leave either. He shouldn't step aside unless he's proven guilty. Several left-leaning celebrities are speaking out against Democrat Senator Al Franken, with some calling on him to step down after a reporter on Thursday accused him of groping and kissing her without consent in 2006. And she said that during the skit she felt embarrassed and belittled and humiliated. You know? And so Franken apologized in his statement saying he didn't remember the rehearsal. So that's okay. Right? He didn't remember the rehearsal the same way, but acknowledged the photo wasn't funny. There's a photo of him supposedly touching her. I can't tell if he's actually really touching her or it just looks like he's touching her while she's sleeping. Kathy Griffin, a vocal critic of President Trump, who triggered a Secret Service interview after posting a photo of herself holding a prop made to look like the Commander-in-Chief's severed head. Weighing in on the controversy on Thursday, the comedian who performed her stand-up act during a pair of USO tours wrote to her more than 2 million Twitter followers. Whoa. Kathy says, I've done this exact tour, not with Al, though, but the same singer, same aircraft. Yes, it's a war zone and heightened atmosphere. Very, very, very much a boys' club, but this is way wrong, not a damn Republican issue. Minnesota should get a kick-butt Democrat to replace him. No slut-shaming here. You know, you look at this, and again, this is the era, this is the way they grew up, this is the arena they grew up in, these guys, these SNL people. Charmed in Who's the Boss alum, Alyssa Milano, another one of Hollywood's most outspoken Trump critics, said there should be zero tolerance for sexual harassment, right? But again, I say, now, if Al knows he did it, if Al has got other ones in the wings, if you will, that should come out soon, okay, then yeah, maybe he should resign. Maybe he should plead guilty and get out of there. You don't need a trial when he says, yes, I did it. I know some of you don't quite get that by looking at some of the tweets and the comments. Spotlight star Mark Ruffalo retweeted a message calling on Franca to just resign and get it over with. See, I'm telling you guys, yeah, I'd love for him to resign, but I'd like for him to resign just by saying, hey, you know what, I'm a moron, and I'm really bad at this job, so I need to go. That's why I want him to resign. I don't want him to resign because he's been accused of doing this. And I'm not shaming the woman, because that's what I'll get. I'll get emails talking about how I'm shaming these women. That's not it at all. I don't care. Women, men, boys, girls, whatever. Whatever the scenario is, we are innocent until proven guilty. Be careful, some of my Republican friends. Some of my conservative friends who want to hang these people right away, remember, you take those rights away from those people, guess who else is right in line with them? We get it too. Think about it. So I know some of you get mad at me. I'm not in line with this. Okay, I'm not in line with just, you make the comment, got to go, right? Bringing on actress Gabriel Union, a rape survivor who served on the National Advisory Committee on Violence Against Women under then-President Obama, tweeted to her more than 3.5 million Twitter followers, sexually assaulting and sleeping women is funny how? Who thinks that this crap is funny? Well, you know what? Nobody does. I don't. I certainly don't. But I'm going to say it one more time before we go. You know, you're innocent till proven guilty. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. We'll be back in just a little bit.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at kdarmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time, but some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop from which there is no escape.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a Nikon camera, a Sony color TV.
But the one that I love.
We are back. You better be from the USA, too. Look, do everything you can to buy USA. Well, that didn't sound right, did it? Buy from the USA. Buy USA-made, American-made products, items. Because if you do that, we have a better chance of getting more people back to work. I mean, seriously, I know some of you, it's nationalism, Joe, that's bad. Some of you on the left, anyway, my people on the right aren't saying that at all. But, you know, really, seriously. You do what you can when you go out there, you buy stuff, you're dealing with things. You want to make sure, do the best you can to buy something that at least was either made or put together or what have you here in the good old USA. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, we're talking about Al Franken. Just for the moment, I don't want to beat this to death. You guys will end up throwing up before we're done. but Al Franken and the kind of trouble he's in now, but are you really surprised? When it comes to Al Franken, how surprised could you possibly be? This is what they grew up in. This is what they did. This is what SNL did. And not that I agree with it, but remember, you know, this was the culture of the day. Right? It's just like Judge Roy Moore, you know, 40 years ago, 50 years ago, in the South, good, bad, or indifferent. Older men married younger girls. It's just the way it was. Again, don't take little bits of peace. Well, you will anyway. No reason for me to say it. Notice how I said that. Good, bad, or indifferent. It was the way it was in the South and other areas, too. We were just talking about Jerry Lee Lewis, right? 22, married his 13-year-old cousin. Anyhow, you know, I went over to CNN before I get to the Franken story. I went over to CNN just... You know, just to go, okay, let's see how they're spinning this thing. And not to give CNN props, so don't write me. You know, some of you guys, after I was on CNN last week, and some of you guys wrote me and said, why would you give CNN validity? Why would you give them, why would you turn fake news into real news? Well, first of all, I don't think my one appearance is going to turn them into real news. Let's start off there. Number two is, you know, when it comes to that kind of stuff, if you have to face your enemy. You have to face your opponent face to face. If you don't, Don't call yourself a warrior. Don't call yourself a fighter or a patriot or any of that stuff. Again, if you're a Facebook warrior, well, all right, good for you, but is that really a warrior? Are you face-to-face with the enemy? Okay, so take those opportunities, take those moments, whether they're local or not, and get in front of those people that you don't agree with. You don't have to beat your brains out to sway them, but lay some logic there. Because once you lay it out, they can't get it out of their head. It's there. Matter of fact, even if they hate you, they're mad at you, and they don't agree with you, they're going to walk around and tell their friends, you know what this idiot told me the other day? And they're going to repeat it. And they're going to keep repeating it. And it's just going to get in their head, and it's either going to make them crazy. Think of all the space you're taking up between their ears, okay? Or you might turn them. You just never know. Anyhow, so I switched over to CNN just to take a look at how they're spinning the Franken thing. I fully expected them to either ignore it or move along with it. But I'm looking at just a headline news lineup. And it says, analysis, Al Franken's absolutely awful apology. Like what? Hmm? Right? Another headline says, liberals, don't waste your time trying to defend Al Franken. Right? Think about that. Can Franken survive? So they're seeing the rift. They're seeing the problem. Look, you can't keep calling out Republicans or conservatives for bad behavior, for nasty things, for this bad stuff, when you don't call your own off the same thing. And come on, give me a little credit here. I've been saying this for years. They don't want equality. They never call themselves out. They can't get away from this one. This is Al Franken and a few other of their people. They can't get away from this one. The same things they're accusing Moore and others of is exactly what Billy Bob did. Exactly. And his wife defended him. And his wife rape-shamed, slut-shamed, whatever you want to call it, the accusers of Billy Bob Clinton. Didn't they? That ain't right. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And then the second model popped up here, Melanie Morgan. She was a longtime Bay Area conservative radio anchor. She claimed Thursday that she had been harassed with phone calls by Al Franken in 2000 following a contentious debate on Bill Maher's ABC late night show. Morgan, a former host on the conservative talk station KSFO, she made the allegations on Media Equalizer, a blog she co-founded. She said that the harassment consisted of Franken aggressively trying to continue the argument off-air and repeatedly calling her at her personal phone number. Now, I get numbers, I don't know if they're personal, but I get cards from people when I go out to events and people I don't agree with. But I'm not going to sit there and call them going, "What? No, we have to continue this conversation because you're off. You're way off and you're dumb." I don't do that. Right? I mean, you said your piece, she said her piece, move on. She tweeted out earlier that Al Franken stalked and harassed me. He scared the living heck out of me for quite some time. Yes, it's all true. Her allegations came a few hours after the news broke that the Los Angeles radio. See, this is exactly what I'm talking about. When Moore's accusations came out, and I've talked to a bunch of people, even some of you on the left, when Moore's accusations came out, it didn't smell right. And not because he was a Republican, not because he's a conservative, not because he claims to be a Christian, none of that stuff. What didn't add up was two major contentious elections as a Supreme Court justice, nothing. Never. No accusations. Nothing had ever come out before. Then you had the primary, a contentious primary. Nothing. Nothing came out. See, I think this was planned. I've been on the inside. I know how these things work. And then at the 11th hour, right, when Moore is actually 11 points up on his opponent, all of a sudden, not one, not two, not three, four. Four women came forward all at one time. Come on, think about the odds of that. Go back and look at the rest of these and how often they all come out at once. Usually one cracks the dam, two breaks the dam, and then the flood starts. But we didn't have that this time. And then we have Gloria Allred right there, right around the corner with number five ready to go, whose stepson says she's a compulsive liar. Now, I'm not accusing any of these women of lying. And I'm not accusing Moore of being guilty. We don't work that way in this country. Should those women be heard? Yes, of course they should. Is he guilty because they say he is? No, he's not. Same thing with Franken. He's not guilty just because. But when you look at this, this falls into place. This makes sense. This is the character of the man. This is how he acted when he was on SNL. They're all entitled. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a little bit.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
We are back, to some of you, for others we're not. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to the real side of GCN. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. I've been remiss in telling you to head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a gazillion things you can do up there. Go ahead and give me your email address, because I send out an email every week. I let you know who's going to be on the show, topics we're going to discuss. I try to, anyway. I'm not really good at it. I got to tell you, I'm not really good at it. So head up to the website, though. Give me your email address. I'll do the best I can to get your information out. Christmas is coming up. I call it Christmas. You call it whatever you want to. Although, don't tell me what you call it. Anyway, I call it Christmas. Christmas season is coming up. You know, we've got books and shirts and coffee mugs and all kinds of fun stuff. Go ahead and feel free, if you would, to order any one of those items. Now, if you really want to irritate some liberals in your neighborhood, some liberals in your family, for that matter, let me know that, you know, send me an email, say, Joe, I would like to buy 10 books, but I don't want to spend 12 bucks a book. I'll make a deal with you because I want to get those books out to people. Not that it's going to change your life. Not that it's going to make you a millionaire from reading a book. But I'll tell you what, it'll give you the information, it'll give you the ammunition, it'll give you what you need to push back and fight back and make some of your friends on the left look like real Maronis. You know, when they read it. Because I've had people on the left read the book who reluctantly read the book and came to me and said, okay, you got me. You know, I really didn't see some of this stuff. I didn't believe that way. I didn't think that I thought that way. So, yeah, you might be able to make a change. And I'm willing to help make that. I'm willing to sacrifice the billion dollars that I was going to make off of selling that book. Yeah, go ahead and laugh. I'll give you a second. I don't want you to miss anything. You know, just to make sure that everybody gets a copy. But anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. What I think about funny is, as I was perusing some of these stories, and the Dems are calling for some Dems are calling for Al Franken to step down. I would imagine if some Dems are doing that, he's either very much hated within their own party, all right? Or, here's another one for you, or they know there's a boatload behind this, that the dam's about to break on Franken, and others for that matter. I don't know if you heard today, but what's his name? Menendez? See, I can never get his name right. But, yeah, Menendez. He wasn't, see, some of the news sources are putting out like he was acquitted. He wasn't acquitted, right? And he came out and he gave this speech to the jury, and he thanked them for using their wisdom and making the right decision. They made no decision. It was a stalemate. The judge declared a mistrial. which means that they couldn't get unanimous vote that he was guilty, which is, you know, which is tough to do with 12 people, right? Some people felt like he was set up. You know, right, left, or what have you, there are people out there, don't care what side of the aisle you're on, they don't want the government setting you up. I don't either. So the judge declared a mistrial, which means it goes back to the Department of Justice. They can decide whether to go back again and go after him again and maybe present their case a little differently, which is a real pain in the butt, I realize. But the Senate Ethics Panel has picked it back up after the judge's decision. So they're going to go through this again. They're going to pull information again. If I was Sessions, I would wait a little bit. But, you know, again, here you go. Another misuse of power. I don't care, you know, I don't know all the details of the story, but in the grand scheme of things, an old-time friend of his that he was able to pull some strings for, or might have pulled some strings for, that old-time friend of his gave him some perks from within his company and some of the other things that he had going on. So Menendez was getting, for all intents and purposes, Menendez was getting special treatment, which is, you know, not right, not called for. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, we talk a lot on the show about how all politics are local, right? I mean, it's a pseudo-cliche. People like to use it all the time, and it's kind of cute and nice and all that. But for real, all politics are local, right? And we tend to, you've heard me say this a million times, some of you old-timers listen to the show, and I don't mean like old in age, but we've always talked about how, you know, some places actually do elect a dog catcher in town, right? And you get these elected officials. I don't care whether they're town council, city council, school board, water boards, that kind of thing. And they don't do the job. I mean, sincerely, they don't do the job. So what do you do with that? You send them on to the state senate. That's what you do with it. You send do-nothing, do-little, you know, dog catchers and school board members to city council. And then you send them from city council to, you know, a state assemblyman or councilman or whatever the term you have in your state. And then they go to the state senate. And then in some cases they go on to the federal government to become a congressman or a senator. Right? Why do you do that? Now, for some of you hardcore party people, I know why you do it. You do it because you don't want anybody else, you know, anybody but a Republican, doesn't matter what it is. You know, you can have an every offender type of person as long as it's not a Republican. It doesn't work that way, people. That's wrong. It's bad and it's wrong. And it's the same, you know, again, being a Republican, a conservative Republican, I don't check the box for the conservative Republican all the time. Do you know that? I really don't. Because if he's a jackwagon or she's a jackwagon, he can't get the job done, and I really know them not to be true to their word, I'm not putting them on there. You don't get to move on. David Alcon, a Democrat candidate in Arizona seeking a seat to the U.S. House of Representatives, was arrested on Friday and charged with a felony with felony stalking after a woman accused him of watching her, following her, and sending her pictures of his genitals. He must have read the book that Anthony Weiner just wrote or something. I don't know. Maybe he had the same phone. Remember that? It went off by accident, took a picture through his pocket, through his underwear of his genitals, and somehow sent it randomly to somebody he may have known. Remember that one with Weiner? But you haven't heard a word about it, right? It's not on NBC, CBS, ABC, ABC, DEFG. It's none of those, is it? Because he's a Democrat. If he was a Republican, this would be all over the place. Right? All these media outlets, nothing. Nothing to hear about. Roy Moore, if somebody even came out and said, I think he was too close to my dog, it would be all over every one of the news outlets in the country, wouldn't it? And it wouldn't be on there for 30 seconds. It would be on there for 30 minutes. They'd have all kinds of specialists and experts in the field of dogopedia or whatever, pedophile. Dogophile, whatever you call it. Animal file. I don't want to call it what it's really called. So if you search CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, NBC, all of those, you find nothing. Nothing really written about it. Nothing they don't talking about it. But they spent over 80 minutes talking about Roy Moore between November 9th and November 13th on ABC, CBS, and NBC. Alcon's accuser claims that he sent her creepy text messages suggesting that he was launching her. Boy, that's weird. He also professed his love for her. One picture of his genitals late that night, he allegedly began texting her again, and he was outside of her apartment. Hey, look what I got for you. Seriously. Where is this? Why isn't this all over the place? Police arrested Alcon in Albuquerque after they were called to an apartment complex late on Friday afternoon. They wouldn't give details on what happened, only that they took Alcon into custody. Let me help you with that, because this doesn't take brain surgery, people. Come on, think about this. When they arrived at the scene, they only took Alcon. So he was there. And maybe he was texting her. Maybe he was talking with her. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Don't go far. I got a lot more coming up after the break. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. We'll be back in just a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma, your path to wellness begins here.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
I love this stuff. I'm Joe Machine, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Thanks for hanging out. I always appreciate the conversation. 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. So it's so easy to poke people that are hard left and hard right at times, but a lot of times the hard left. That are so sold out to their ideology that you can show them the proof right from their eyeballs and they won't change. And they'll argue with you. They'll argue about it. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with me. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. We were talking about the, you know, how all politics. All politics is local, and how we tend to send people who are not fit for the job, we send them on the state. You know, here in California, it's local, county, state, federal. Yeah, we have, you know, county supervisors, county clerks, that kind of stuff. So we vote for all these people. And we don't see them. A lot of people will vote party line no matter what. They won't look at what somebody's done, and they'll vote party line anyway. Now, here's the thing about it. Just before we went to break, I was talking about how the police arrested Alcon in Albuquerque out in front of the apartment complex. After he attacked, what did he think? Is he that brain dead to think that she's not going to call the police? She's told him to get away. She's told him to stop. It was just unbelievable to me, David, State District Judge Michael Vigil said before Alcon's sentencing. That is creepy. This is scary for a person. You would not go away. Violence takes a lot of different forms. What you did was violence. Alcon was convicted of aggravated stalking and trespassing and was alleged to have broken into his ex-girlfriend's home. Police found him passed out with the house alarm going off. Alcon later returned to the house and left notes and flowers on his ex-girlfriend's truck. Alcon ended up serving 3 years probation in 2007 for the case. The judge went on to say, you know, you're a 30-year-old man acting like an infatuated high school boy. See, the judge said it. I would say acting like a 17-year-old. Maybe that's what I should do. I'll start using terms like that. What do you think? Think that'll work for me? I mean, think about it. Anyway, always appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. And when it comes to this kind of stuff, you really, 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 really need to go check it out on your own. Don't even just take my word for it. I misread this stuff on a regular basis, as you know. Right? Now, you know these accusations out right now. I don't know how true they are. So that's what I'm going to lead with telling you. I don't know how true these are. But these accusations, now, you know what? Let me stay with the local stuff for a second. Because I never really finished it up. You know, when it comes to local issues, it's even worse. Because when you're local, the pool is smaller. People tend to know each other. They went to school with, their kid goes to school with, they went to high school with, whatever. And then you hear about these things that happen with these people. Right? You hear about a local official who allegedly or really has done things wrong, like school board members or water board members. And a school board member especially, because, you know, water board members, sorry guys, not sexy. Right? I mean, you're dealing with water, you're dealing with technical issues, most people don't show up here at your board meetings. And then you get to city council. Okay, bigger issues, a lot more going on there, a lot more people pushing back on, but it's not as personal as a school board member. When it comes to a school board member, it's a whole different animal. And I know from personal experience, everything you say, no matter how you say it, is scrutinized, looked at, you're picking on the kids, or you're picking on the kids' parents, or you're picking on the teachers. There's nothing you can say, or it's very hard to say, make a statement that somebody isn't going to be upset with. I've made statements like, you know, how... what a great job the parents and the kids and all this. And if I don't specifically mention the teachers, some teachers get upset with me. If I do it the other way around, where I've mentioned the teachers and administration, the staff, and I don't mention the parents, some of the parents get upset with me. So there's no winning this, if you would. But when you have local officials, and you know, because again, remember I said tight-knit neighborhood, right? Tight-knit communities. And you have them... In whether it's private messages and statements that they make or what have you that are totally 180 degrees from what they claim to be during their race and other times, then shouldn't they be called on the carpet? Shouldn't they be held to a higher standard? Shouldn't they, you know, that's what I'm always told. I'm always told that in my chair, I'm held to a higher standard. And what I really always get a kick out of is when somebody makes fun of my writing skills, my grammar. And English. And I always like to respond with, here's the problem. I don't teach your kids English or grammar. That's up to the teacher in the class. And I don't choose the teacher in the class. I have one employee for all intents and purposes. Even though there's over 2,000 employees in the district I work in, I only have one. The rest are chosen by the experts. Because if you think a school board trustee should be allowed, or however you want to put this, if you think a school board trustee should be responsible for the hiring of every single person in their district, You're out of your mind. I wouldn't want to do it. I wouldn't put that on somebody. I'm not an expert in every area. I'm not an expert in most areas. Most school board members are not experts in every area, or even most areas, for that matter. But what we do is you hire the experts that know. You know, it's funny how the Dems don't believe in the trickle-down effect, except when it comes to education and other things like that. Because that's what we do, right? We hire the person at the top, and that person hires the people at management levels who hire the people down below that. And last I checked, that was a trickle-down effect. When you have local, again, the reason I'm bringing up school board members is because they are touchy-feely with the parents, right? The pulse of the community with your kid, they affect your kids, the parents, the lifestyles in the community. Because if you got a rotten school system, rotten education system, your area is going to be rotten. It's going to be bad. It's going to be terrible. You're going to have uneducated people that won't be able to add to society, do good things in society in most cases. Not all, but in most cases. I've always said, when it comes to education, inner city people, black community mostly, they get screwed in plain simple English. It's a bad thing. But when you got locals, I mean, look at my self-righteous conservative Christian friends or conservative friends or conservative/Christian friends. If you know that a candidate's cheating on his wife, or vice versa, the wife's cheating on her husband, and she's running for office, and they're talking about integrity and ethics, and they'll do the right thing, no, they won't. I mean, if they're going to cheat on their own wife, if they're going to put their family in jeopardy like that, what makes you think for 30 seconds they're going to watch over your money? They're going to care for your kids. They're going to care for your well-being. They don't even care for their own. How do you do that? Don't vote for them. You know, I heard a friend of mine say the other day, because we were talking about how some Christians, they have a hard time voting up for the lesser of two evils. Well, if you're willing to be honest about it, and you're a real Christian, and you believe in Jesus, until Jesus ends up on the ticket, you're always going to be voting for the lesser of the two evils, right? In essence, technically. But, you know, to come back to this, you think about the locals. Think about what they're doing, what they say, how they act. And it's not always about how they act. Because many, sad to say, many politicians are phony. You know, they talk about, you know, kissing babies and shaking hands. In the back room, they can't stand you. Right? And again, so you need to find out everything you can about your local officials. And when they're doing the wrong thing, when they're saying the wrong thing, when they're living the wrong thing, you need to call them out. And the wrong thing isn't what you believe to be the wrong thing. I don't believe in, you know, they get mad at me in my district because I am not a proponent of same-sex marriage. I'm not a proponent of abortion. Now, I have to follow state law. But I'm not a proponent either. So the mere fact that I'm a Christian and I'm not a proponent of those things, they think I should be removed. But I'm outspoken. I don't do things in the background. I'm one of those guys that everything's out in front of me. Did you hear Messina said this? They go, yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, he says it on the show. He's written about it in the local papers. So yes. But it's the one that on the front end will say to you, I believe in A, B, and C. And then you find emails and personal notes, and you find out from other people that they're talking about how much they hate A, B, and C, how much they ridicule A, B, and C. That person needs to go. Right? At least with me, you know what you got. At least with me, you know how I feel. You see my actions. You see what I've done or do. People like that will tell you something in front of your face, and then write the nasties in the background. They're the ones that would cheat on their husbands and be okay with it, or cheat on their wives and be okay with it. Maybe even cheat on the government or with the government and be okay with it. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Tell your friend, loved ones about the show, even the ones you don't like very much. You can really get them crazy as well. Hey, we're here every day. Hopefully you are too. Have a great rest of the day, and God bless.